Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Well, here we are once again, this time at the end of Series 3. We have bid good riddance to the devil incarnate, wore our heart upon our sleeves when we admitted that at times it was all Greek to us. But realizing that we were made of sterner stuff, we cast aside our fool's paradise and became what I knew we would become all along, a veritable tower of strength, quickly making short shrift of the concerns that Uncle Will was somehow antiquated and impenetrable to the modern reader or listener. But in this brave new world of comprehension and collective bardolatry, feeling at times as close as our own flesh and blood, we have come to understand that, though it may not be the be-all and the end-all, our third series must, as Macbeth's spirits or Prospero's acrobats, vanish into thin air. One could almost say, for me anyway, this has been such stuff as dreams are made of. And I say almost because, as Uncle Will actually wrote, it is such stuff as dreams are made on. More on that presently. This is yet another phrase found in Uncle Will's fertile fantasy fable of the Tempest. As we know, Prospero, the former Duke of Milan, is usurped in a coup d'etat by his brother and escapes in a boat with his infant daughter Miranda and some books of magic, and travels to a distant island where they make their home. There are some magical shenanigans involving enslaved monsters and freed tree spirits. 12 years later, a ship carrying Prospero's usurping brother becomes shipwrecked by way of Prospero's magic. It's called the Tempest, after all. The king's son Ferdinand is missing and thought dead, and is washed up on another part of the island where he is come across by Prospero's daughter Miranda, who, having spent most of her life with her father, monsters and fairies, immediately falls in love with the human. At the end of the tale, Prospero gives his blessing for the union between his daughter and Ferdinand, but to wait until the wedding night for, well, you get the idea. He then calls upon his tree sprite Ariel and gathers spirits to perform a play for all.
These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep.
Some eagle-eyed, or actually owl-eared, listeners will notice another of Uncle Will's original phrases in there. That has its own episode. This speech is incredibly layered and would take an episode all of its own. But suffice to say, this theme of hope and aspiration, we are such stuff, is tempered with Prospero's understanding of the ephemerality of this life, at any point vanishing into the air. And in an almost Hamletian turn, he quite depressingly reminds us and his soon-to-be son-in-law that despite all hopes, accomplishments, and dreams, we all end up in the same place, rounded up in a sleep. And speaking of sleep, the star of The Big Sleep, Humphrey Bogart, as the story goes, in John Huston's The Maltese Falcon, suggested to the director an addition to his dialogue at the end of the film that would sum up the picture. But apparently he had not fully brushed up on the play, it would seem. So I'll take Bogey to refer to this episode.
What is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Huh?
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.